Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when you're caught in a swirl of emotions, reacting to everything around you without really thinking? Ever find yourself saying or doing things you regret later because your emotional compass was off? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving into the power of cultivating compassion, both for ourselves and others, as a superpower for laser focus and clarity. Because let's face it, friends, inner peace is kind of like that elusive winning lottery ticket. Everyone wants it, but not many know how to actually grab it. So, why are compassion and self-awareness so crucial? Well, picture this. You're driving down the road, and someone cuts you off. Your first instinct might be anger, frustration, even a little rage. But what if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a moment to pause, breathe, and understand their situation? Maybe they were rushing to the hospital, dealing with a personal crisis, or just having a really bad day. A little compassion can go a long way in transforming those road rage moments into opportunities for empathy and understanding. It's like this: when we cultivate compassion, we create a ripple effect of positivity that impacts not only ourselves, but everyone around us. And let's talk about self-awareness, because it's the foundation of compassion. It's about truly understanding your own emotions, triggers, and thought patterns. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and intention. Think of a time when you were overly critical of yourself. Were you judging yourself based on unrealistic expectations or comparing yourself to others? By becoming more self-aware, you can challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. You start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Empathy is your superpower. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and a little empathy can go a long way in bridging divides and fostering understanding. 2. Mindfulness is key. Take those moments throughout your day to pause, breathe, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state, allowing you to respond instead of react. Think of it as a mini meditation whenever you feel overwhelmed or triggered. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer a loved one. Nobody's perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. It's about learning from those experiences and moving forward with grace. Remember, being kind to yourself is not selfish. It's essential for your well-being. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. Pay attention to those inner voices that constantly criticize and judge you. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and focus on your strengths and accomplishments. You're capable of amazing things. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a beautiful sunrise, a delicious meal, or simply the company of loved ones. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you focus on the positive aspects of your life. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling stressed and frustrated. But instead of letting anger take over, you decide to practice self-compassion. You acknowledge that being stuck in traffic is frustrating, but remind yourself that it's temporary and that there are things you can do to make the experience more bearable. Listen to your favorite music, call a friend, or even use the time for some quiet reflection. By choosing compassion over anger, you transform a potentially negative situation into an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. Remember, friends, cultivating compassion and self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about progress. It's a continuous journey of learning, growing, and becoming the best version of ourselves. So take those steps today. Practice empathy, be mindful, treat yourself with kindness, challenge those negative thoughts, and cultivate gratitude. You got this. And that's it for today's episode of Clarity First. Share your thoughts on social media using #ClarityFirstPodcast, and don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, one compassionate step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.